Civil service reform is one of the best-known items on the reform agenda. Reformers pushed to create systems where public employment was awarded based on qualifications and where public employees were entitled to keep their positions across mayoral administrations. Clearly, it is harder to reward your supporters with jobs if those jobs are already filled. Reformers also advocated appointed city managers alongside or instead of elected mayors, so the city could be run more as a business. They endorsed at-large city councils, figuring ward leaders would not be as effective around citywide candidacies. They also sought to erase party labels from local elections, arguing that the stuff of local government should not be ideological or partisan. Of course, in doing so, they made it harder for party leaders to ensure that supporters voted the right way. So when we look at city structures today, in many ways we are seeing the legacy of the battles of earlier years, where cities like Chicago or Philadelphia still have structures, partisan elections, ward-based councils, strong mayors, that reflect the historical strength of party organizations, whereas many Sunbelt cities have charters that have been shaped significantly by reformers.